Joining us now is James Mager, Bloomberg Economics Editor for Greater China and Mongolia. Well, we had this line that we've been pushing in Bloomberg's reporting that the top leaders in China are now focusing on boosting the economy in a business-friendly set of policies. James, what are some of those business-friendly leanings that we can look forward to?
So the first thing that was announced on Friday after the Central Economic Work Conference, which is meant to set the economic policy for next year, is that there'll be a sort of a pullback on the tech sort of crackdown that has happened over the last 2 years. The government is looking to, you know, that crackdown not only on the tech sector but also on things like online education has, you know, decimated a lot of those companies, has knocked a lot of money off their stock values, and the government's looking to pull back on those regulations. Another thing is there is also more support for the housing market, so hopefully that will, you know, boost stocks of housing developers. And also the government has said that they want to increase consumption, private consumption, you know, people going out shopping, buying things, which hopefully, if that actually happens, would be supportive for companies in the consumer sector. So less regulation, or, you know, less enforcement of regulation, and a more liberal business environment, I guess, is the message that came out on Friday. You know, the question is how that's going to happen, what's going to be implemented, you know, how all these kinds of things are still very much up in the air. It's very unclear what specific measures will be taken, but at least the discussion that happened, or the announcements that were made, was that, you know, they want more investment, they want more foreign investment, and they'll do what's necessary to get that.
You mentioned that they're hoping that they can stimulate domestic consumption. Is there any evidence that people feel bold enough to go out now with these surging cases?
No. It's the exact opposite. Yeah. So, you know, whether that's successful, whether that effort to stimulate consumption is successful, or not, and when that happens, or if that happens, really depends not on what the government wants, but on what the virus wants right now. You know, the COVID is going to make its way across the country. We're having this massive exit wave in Beijing right now, and other cities as well are facing that. Are they going through that, or just about to go through that? And how long that takes, how many people die, how many people get sick, what effect that has on people's willingness to spend and go out shopping in the first quarter, even the second quarter, depends on how long that takes and how damaging that is. People in China have lost a lot of income over the last, you know, couple of years, especially, you know, poorer people who work in services industries, things like that. The repeated lockdowns in 2022 have decimated restaurants, delivery, you know, a lot of the service industries, travel, for example. And those people haven't had income for the last, you know, for months at a time in this year and again in 2020, or 2020 and then again this year. So whether are they going to be willing to go out and spend a lot of money soon in 2023 if they've just had COVID, they're already down a lot of money they didn't earn in 2022. Mm-hmm. It's unclear. You know, I think it's unlikely you're going to see this massive revenge rebound in consumption. Maybe if the economy picks up next year, you know, later in the year you might see something, but it's going to take a while.
So if the economy does pick up, we've got a lot of support coming down the pipe here, a lot of very positive words from the work conference. Do we have an updated and more realistic growth outlook?
You know, the reporting that we had before the work conference was they were looking at about a 5% growth target. The Wall Street Journal also reported that, you know, during the work conference last week, that they were looking for a growth target of more than 5%. So, you know, that seems to be about the ballpark of what the government wants. As I said, you know, whether they can achieve that or not, whether they can achieve real 5% growth or not, depends not on, at this moment, not on what they want, but on what the virus wants. And that also depends on whether people respond. Like, will people go out and buy houses again? Will people go out and shop again? That's a question.
And not only that, but, you know, you talked about a softer touch on regulation. Will companies believe it? Will they invest?
That's right. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. They've been saying these kinds of things for a while now. They've been saying they're open for business, they want more foreign investment, and yet a lot of people aren't buying that. You know, foreign companies are very, very gun shy right now about China. There's a lot of opportunity. Obviously, you can make a lot of money in this market, but, you know, the lack of visibility, the lack of reliability, the massive change we've seen in the last couple of weeks has just destroyed reputation for, like, reliable, stable governance that China has had and built up over decades. You know, this huge change on, we're not going to, COVID zero is here to stay. COVID zero is the right policy in November, And then in December, we're just going to open the country up and change everything, and everyone's going to get COVID, and it's going to be incredibly disruptive. I mean, that's an incredibly unreliable, unstable policy mechanism. How will companies invest into that environment?
Yeah. So you've got to get confidence back in the policymaking. That takes some time. James, thanks very much for being with us. James Mager, Bloomberg Economics Editor for Greater China and Mongolia.